The Rambam in Hilchis Tfila, this is in Perik Yugimel Halacha Vav, he says as follows, Shmoyne Psukim Shebesoifa Torah, the last eight psukim in the Torah, Mutter Likrois Oysan Bebeis HaKnesses, Bepochis Me'asara. Here's the Maisa. The last eight psukim in the Torah, says the Rambam, a person is allowed to read, as in the Bal Koire, in the Beis HaKnesses, without a minyan. Usually, Kriyas HaTorah, father's a minyan, right? Says the Rambam, the last eight psukim in the Torah, the minyan is not ma'akev. And the Rambam says, Afa pisha ha-koil Torah, even though it's part of the Torah, umipi moisha mipi agvura hein, and it's from moisha mipi agvura, abahoyol umashmon shehein acha misas moisha, being that the words seem to imply that they were written after misas moisha, harei neshtanu, it means they're different, ulafichach mutalu yachid likrei soysam, and it's for that reason a yachid is allowed to read from it, you don't have to have a minute. Now, the Rambam, first of all, clearly is suggesting that who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah. Stating that, Hoyel v'ishtini ishtini, like the Gemara says. It's still somewhat unique. Moshe Rabbeinu was koisvam bedema. And the Rambam says, from here, kumta halacha l'maisa. And that is that ordinarily, Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan. But when it comes to the last eight psukim in the Torah, they're different. And over here, it does not require a minyan. What's the makar to this, Rambam? It's our Gemara, right? What did the Gemara say? It's Mamish Rav's Memra. Omer Rav Yishnua Barabba, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Shmoyin Upsukim Shabbatayra, Yochid Koyra Oysan. Now Rashi said, what does it mean, Yochid Koyra Oysan? Kaloymar, Eimav Sikumahem. Whenever Rashi says Kaloymar, it means I'm about to be Mefarish the Gemara, not Al Pip Shutai, right? So it says Rashi that I'm going to be Mefarish this Gemara, not Al Pip Shutai. Because what does the Pshutai of the Gemara sound like it's saying? A Yochid, as opposed to needing a Tzibur, is allowed to read these eight psukim. Zok Rashi Kaloymar. That's not what it means. But rather what it means is Yochid Koyra Oysan, you have to have one Bal Koyra. The Rambam didn't learn the Gemara with the Koloimar. The Rambam learned the Poshup Shats. It says the Rambam, Shmoyin Apsukim Shabbasayif HaTorah, Mutter Likrei Oysan, Bevei Sakneses Bepoches Me'asara. Umutter Li Yochid Likrei Oysan. He's quoting this Gemara Mamish. Because the Rambam learned the Gemara Kipshuta, meaning the Rashi's Koloimar is Lahoitzi Miliban Shalarambam. Oh, but the Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam learned Kipshuta. If you look at the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Lo Shamanu Dover Zeme Oilam. I never heard of such a Chiddush. This is like the biggest Chiddush I ever heard. Now, says the Ravid, I know where the Rambam got it from. He got it from this Lashon HaGemara. So he says, Umasha Omru Yochid Koira Oisam, Loimar She'enoi Mavsik Bohem. He means what Rashi said he means. Vahochi Isabi Yerushalmi, says the Ravid. I found it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi in Mesechtas Megillah. Gimel, halacha zayin. At the end, the Ravid fears ois. He says, "Umasha kosav hu inyan zorus ma'oy." This that the Rambam says that you don't need a minion for the last a psukim is very, very strange. V'hatzibur heichon holchu. And he says, "Tell me, where did the oil of God?" I'm making kiddush, by the way. You know when you read the last eight psukim of Parshas Mizlech Habrach, I know what it's even. The Ravid wasn't sure, but either way, he says, these doylem, Pasha, there's four people that are sober. Says the Rambam, it's fine, you could be Yoitza Chos and Teira. But either way, says the Gemara Feita. At least that kasha that the Ravid asked would be Meyashiv. I don't think you need Reb Chaim Alevi for that.